talking with Travis Knifeman, who's, of course, past president of the Oklahoma FFA and past star farmer for Oklahoma. And, Travis, now you're kind of going for the big prize in 2008 in Indianapolis, and that's, of course, Star Farmer of America. Tell me a little bit about your farming operation, how it's evolved over the years from the time that you started FFA.
Started when I was in eighth grade, my supervised agricultural experience program, and basically started on a pretty small scale. I started with 12.5 acres of wheat. Right there, my eighth grade year, I purchased an Elgin combine. I found a good deal on a good combine. And also had four cow-calf pairs and 10 head of ewes. And from that time, I've been fortunate to have had the opportunity to really grow those numbers.
Now, tell me about how that it has progressed and what sort of an operation you're going with to convention to showcase to the judges.
I feel like I've got a pretty diverse program. It's maybe not one of the biggest, but it's a diverse. Continue to use those four enterprises: the sheep, the cattle, the wheat, alfalfa, soybeans, as well as the past 5 years operate a custom hay service. So I feel like it's pretty diverse. One thing I've really tried to do, as far as to try to maximize my revenue, is become more of a price maker instead of a price taker. Trying to sell certified seed wheat, sell all my alfalfa hay at above market prices through to horse producers and to dairymen. So really on that aspect, I'm also using artificial insemination in my cattle herd. I lease bucks from well respected clubland producers. Really trying to try to raise superior quality livestock that can be sold as bred replacements, as show calves, and also as club lambs.
Now, as you think about going into this competition, we talked about the fact that you've actually been through a couple of national proficiency award competitions. That was a good preparation, wasn't it?
I feel like it was. The format's very similar. This is on a little bit different scale, but I'm very fortunate that I had that opportunity.
As you have gotten ready for this, what have they told you to expect in Indianapolis?
To expect as far as the format, there'll be quite a few more judges. There should be between 15 and 25 judges on the panel. So they said it'd be kind of like a media a press conference. And you call on them to ask questions instead of them just coming out and asking questions.
So as you go through that, I guess, you know, the real key there is how you're able to respond about all the various bits and pieces, all the things that make your program go. That's how you respond is a real part of the program or the actual result, right?
Exactly. And since there is a time limit to try to keep those answers short and precise as possible, so that therefore that you can answer as many questions as you can in the time allotted.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you think about your FFA career, you've had obviously a great balance of both a good productive program, but you've also had a lot of leadership experience. How do you think, you know, how would you look back on your FFA career? How would you characterize it?
Well, my FFA experience was definitely, I feel like, really helped develop me as a person. I was fortunate to have been in a school system. I've got a great agriculture education teacher, Mr. Stringer, there at Garber. Also, I came from a very competitive class. There was 11 state degree recipients in my class. We all challenged each other with our SAE programs and showing projects and speech contests. And so that was really what got the ball going. Also, the tradition. My grandpa and dad were both actively involved in FFA. My grandpa actually taught agriculture education for 2 years right out of college before he came back to take over the farm. So anyway, as far as my FFA experience program tradition, the challenge from other classmen and as well as my ag teacher all contributed greatly to my FFA experience.
And, you know, when you think about what you're going to be able to carry with you into whether you go back home and farm or anything enterprise that you go, how will FFA impact that?
I feel like the FFA, the leadership development part of it, the communication skills, also the connections I've made, are very instrumental. Also, throughout my FFA experiences, really involved in farm business management, through that career development event contest, and that really helped me a lot as far as my farming program goes, and also record keeping, were all major contributions that I received through FFA.
You know, one of the things that you learned early on that you learned probably 8th grade, 9th grade, was that the FFA creed that talks about, I believe, in the future of farming. As you've gone through this and you're Star Farmer of America finalist, do you believe in that?
You bet. I believe in it wholeheartedly. I wouldn't be returning to farm to be a full-time fifth-generation farmer in a year and a half when I complete college. So I believe in it, and I believe that there's tight in the future. We see tight profit margins, but I feel like for the right manager that there is great opportunity. I mean, in Garfield County and in my area, the average farming age is extremely high as it is across the state. And so there's very very few young people going back to the farm, and I feel like there's a lot of opportunity to hopefully be successful.
Is the key something that you kind of alluded to a while ago, that maybe you become that value-added producer, that's how you maybe survive?
I believe it is. That's what I'm going to try to do, and a lot of that value-added comes with a lot of increased management techniques, which are more time-consuming, but I believe that for me that's what I hope to use as the future of my farming program.